Attention teachers and school district staff, did you know your employee benefits may give you access to MASA, Medical Transport Solutions? If you or your family needed a ground ambulance, it could cost thousands. The average air ambulance could cost over $50,000. Your health insurance may not always fully cover those costs. But when you get MASA coverage during your open enrollment, MASA will pay for the ambulance costs that your insurance doesn't. MASA will even pay for claim denials, copays, and deductibles. An ambulance is dispatched every second, and medical bills are a leading cause of bankruptcy. Why be at risk? Plus, as teachers and school district staff, you can receive special pricing on MASA. But only when you sign up through your employee benefits. During open enrollment, remember this sound and look for MASA in your benefits package. It takes just a few minutes to sign up. Don't wait for your enrollment to close. Protect yourself and your finances with MASA, Medical Transport Solutions. Not all MASA products and services are available to residents of all states. For additional information and disclosures about MASA plans, visit info.masamts.com/disclaimers. Estimates based on air ambulance claims data received by MASA. Individual claims may vary.
Go on, give us a smile. Go on, you know you want to. Well, if it's that bad, maybe you need a bit of help from G4 by Golpa. G4 by Golpa can give you brand new, permanent teeth in just 24 hours. They'll give you a new smile that looks, feels, and functions just like natural teeth. Make your appointment today at yourteeth.com. That's yourteeth.com and save yourself $1,000 just by mentioning this podcast. G4 by Golpa. Powered by technology, inspired by patience.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
So it was an interesting week in these once United States. Cocaine was found at the White House. The first time in American history that an illegal substance was officially discovered at the People's House. And of course, the speculation went rampant. And all of a sudden, we started getting differing stories. First, it was found in the library. And then we were told it was Colonel Mustard with the lead pipe that actually brought the cocaine in. And then we were told it was found in an area where they give tours, and a whole bunch of people could have been through there. And then the story changed, my friends. Then it changed again, and then finally MSNBC was forced to confront the reality that the cocaine was brought into the People's House by the only mechanism that sane people knew that it could have been brought in, by somebody who didn't go through a security check. Have a listen.
I was found, by my observation, in a much more secure place, limited access place, than that West Wing reception area.
There are, in fact, two West Wing entrances. You know that, I know that, but for the benefit of our audience. And now the investigation has progressed, and so they're saying the West Executive entrance, which, as you noted, is closer to the Situation Room. It is also next to West Executive Drive. That's where, for example, the Vice President's vehicle is parked.
Oh, could be Kamala Harris, the failed border czar. I'm sorry, Kamala Harris. That's the Stevie Wonder pronunciation, so you know it's not racist. So it could be the VP who brought the coke in. Now, since these revelations had come out, that the White House spin is now this. Well, you know, the Situation Room that was mentioned there in that MSNBC soundbite. The Situation Room, it is been under construction for the last several months. So it could have been anybody. Could have been these construction workers. Now, you would have to be a complete idiot to believe that. You would have to believe that these construction workers get access to the White House every single day without getting patted down, without getting searched thoroughly to make sure that the work that's being done is being done with legitimate tools and that every security precaution is being taken. You would have to think that goes by the wayside. That, oh, yeah, just sneaking in a white powder, an unidentified white powder, happens all the time on that level of the White House. You would be a fool to think so. And only left-wingers think so, and which means, you know, necessarily they are fools. So a lot of people are crying BS on all of this, as they rightly should. Brett Tolman, you guys know this guy. Brett Tolman is the executive director of Right on Crime. He's a former U.S. attorney. He wrote the following: been there many times, meaning the White House, myself. There is no one unknown, whoever has access to that area. The, quote, high traffic area response is a distraction. Oh, yes. The idea that it's a high traffic area, any Tom, Dick, or Harry can just traipse on by the Situation Room and cocaine is flowing through the White House at all times is insane. That's what they want us to believe. That's what they're asking Americans to believe. And nobody with half a brain cell believes it. Only Democrats believe it. And not even the biased press believes it. They're just trying to muddy the waters as best they can. Sean Davis, who is the co-founder of The Federalist, he wrote the following: this whole charade isn't playing out because they don't know who trafficked cocaine into the White House. It's taking this long because they know exactly who brought it in. But as with everything else of this regime, the great Democrat cocaine cover-up, it's all about lying to the American people about what is true so that these leftists can continue to get away with breaking the law. In this case, right in your face, breaking the law without any consequences. The laws don't apply to them. They're Democrats, didn't you know? Byron York at the Washington Examiner had an interesting take on all this. Cocaine runaround at the White House. Republicans in Congress are starting to ask questions about last weekend's discovery of a baggie of cocaine in the White House. On Friday morning, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, best known as the chief investigator of Hunter Biden on Capitol Hill, sent a letter to Kimberly Cheadle, head of the Secret Service. The presence of illegal drugs in the White House is unacceptable and a shameful moment in the White House's history, Comer wrote. This incident has raised additional concerns with the committee regarding the level of security maintained at the White House. Comer requested a briefing for the committee by no later than next week, blaming the Secret Service. I don't know that I agree with that, but you know what I find even more disgraceful is that there are people who run the Secret Service now, as is the case with the FBI and the DOJ, who are willing to sacrifice the integrity of the Secret Service. Just like the FBI is willing to sacrifice, the leadership is willing to sacrifice that agency's integrity. As the leadership of the DOJ is willing to sacrifice the integrity of the Department of Injustice just to protect the illegality of Democrats. That's what I find most reprehensible, most disgraceful. Most of what the public knows, writes York, or thinks it knows, has come from unnamed sources in news reports. It has been hard to get anyone in the White House to reveal any details about what happened. And the reason why, folks? Why do you think we can't get a straight answer out of Corrine? What is my buddy, Colonel Tony Schaefer, call her? Corrine Jean-Luc Picard? I think that's Corrine Jean-Pierre, one of the most unqualified people in government. Why won't she go on the record and say definitively, this baggie does not belong to anybody with the name Biden? She can't. She won't. Instead, when asked directly, hey, does the cocaine belong to anybody with the last name Biden? Here's what Corrine Jean-Pierre said. She actually blames the folks asking the question.
There has been some irresponsible reporting about the family. And so I got to call that out here. And I have been very clear. I was clear 2 days ago when talking about this over and over again, as I was being asked a question. As you know, and media outlets reported this, the Biden family was not here. They were not here. They were at Camp David. They were not here Friday. They were not here Saturday. They were not here Sunday. They were not even here Monday. They came back on Tuesday. So to ask that question is actually incredibly irresponsible. And I'll just leave it there.
But I, your liberty-loving Latino, will not just leave it there, because press accounts debunk this liar, this leftist liar who speaks for another leftist liar. White House Press Secretary Corrine Jean-Pierre's claim that no members of the Biden family were present at the White House in the days leading up to the discovery of a bag of cocaine in the West Wing has been contradicted by Fox News press pool reports on one of those days. According to the Friday, June 30th pool report, Beijing Biden gave remarks in the Roosevelt Room that afternoon and didn't depart the White House for Camp David until 6:34 p.m., along with First Lady Jill Biden. I'm sorry, Dr. Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, and Hunter's son, Beau Biden. However, Jean-Pierre claimed Friday, while angrily responding to a reporter's question about whether the cocaine belonged to a member of the Biden family, that they weren't present at the White House on that day. Just another lie in a series of lies designed to cover up more lies that we are asked to accept by the biased press as, okay, the rules don't apply. We can't expect the truth from Democrats. And that's probably true. We should never expect the truth from anybody, any leftist, because as you know, leftists lie. Democrats lie. Communists lie. They always lie because they can't tell the truth about what they're up to in any circumstance. So, folks, the idea that you couldn't leave a bag of cocaine behind and it couldn't be on Friday and it couldn't be discovered on Sunday is absurd. And this line of denial just makes it even worse. America really screwed up by electing anybody in the Democrat Party when this is what we're treated to. Folks, we talk about the rule of law with a lawman coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life? Our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT, that's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to texasscorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
David Clark, retired sheriff of Milwaukee County. He's the president of Rise Up Wisconsin, Inc. and is on the board of directors at the Crime Research Center. Sheriff Clark is the author of the book, Cop Under Fire. Sheriff, it's been a while. Welcome back.
Chris, it's my pleasure to be on, and good morning to your listeners.
Good morning to you. Now, I was gonna start off by cocaine found at the White House, but I wanted to ask you something because I've been looking at your Twitter posts here over the last couple of weeks, and you've been asking some questions of the folks who follow you on Twitter, and there is a poll out there that Fox took that I wanted you to react to. Now, we hear about this Never Trump business a lot. But when asked who you would never vote for, the one who gets the most is Mike Pence. 35% say they are never Pence. Only 13% say they are never Trump, and everybody else is kind of in the middle. What does that say to you?
Yeah, those things kind of mirror each other if you think about it. Trump has about 35% within the Republican Party anyway support. So the fact that 35% are against are probably Trump supporters. But look, Trump's position within this party is still strong in spite of this continued government harassment of, of him and his family, and it's not going to change. So, you know, as you go through the nomination process here, the Republican nomination, it's going to be up to the voters. It's not up to Chris Christie. It's not up to Sununu, John Sununu. It's not up to these Never Trumpers. It's up to the voters to decide who they want to represent him, represent them in the general election of November 2024. And one last point here on that. The fact is, I'm tired of people, mainly the Never Trumpers, peddling this lie that Trump cannot win the 2024 election. He most certainly can win the 2024 election if he gets back on message. I'll tell you one other thing is that the Democrat Party, I read a story last week, members of the Democrat Party are whispering to themselves, you know what, Trump could still win this thing in 2024.
Oh, sure. Hillary Clinton is out there saying, if Trump wins, it's going to be the end of our democracy. Whatever. It's just the more hysterical they get and the more laws they break to target him, I think the more support Americans throw his way, even if they're not necessarily a Trump supporter, they do not support this throw out the Constitution, throw out the rule of law, throw out our protections to get him mentality. Most Americans say, well, if they're going to do that to Trump, what are they going to do to me? And they're right to think that. So let's talk about a headline that I thought that I would never see in this country, but I've been saying that an awful lot lately, so I should stop saying that. Cocaine at the White House. Your thoughts?
Amazing, isn't it? You know, I've been to the White House numerous times, and it's a strict process to get in. You darn near have to be strip searched in order to get in. I think that and this is just my guess, I don't know, but you know, I'm an investigator, so I can have some hunches. That's what you start out with when you don't know who did whatever. That was probably brought in by a credentialed individual whose search to get into the building is not as strict as someone from the outside. Could I be wrong? Sure. But I would start with that. I don't think that they're going to find out. I know I'm hearing some Secret Service reading some stories where they're saying, we're going to get to the bottom of this. No, they aren't. They're never going to know. It's kind of like the leak at the Supreme Court where I think the U.S. Marshals Service investigated that and they couldn't figure out who the leaker was on that Dobbs decision, although I think they know who, but they didn't want to ruin the credibility of the court.
Well, I think it's even more insidious than that. I think Chief Justice Roberts found out it was a member of the left, and he convinced himself that it would rip the country apart if they revealed that a left-winger did it. Of course, it wouldn't be ripping anybody apart if it was discovered if a conservative had done it, and that probably would have been outed. But I believe Chief Justice John Roberts knows who the leaker is, and he's keeping it under wraps on some misguided attempt to, quote-unquote, preserve the country, which is, of course, asinine. And I think you're right. I think your gut instinct on what this investigation at the White House is going to yield, it's just like we were told, oh, Hunter Biden was being investigated. Uh-huh, sure he was. And then he gets this sweetheart deal. Oh, yes, he can lie on a gun form. Oh, yes, he cannot pay his taxes. Oh, yes, he can do influence peddling. And no consequences, because that's how Democrats roll in this society. Fair?
Well, yeah, this, you know, that was a miscarriage, obviously, of our justice system. It was a bastardization, if you will, of the concept of equal justice under law. I put out a social media post the other day. I posted the facade of the United States Supreme Court building, and on the top, carved into the marble or brick, whatever it is, granite, it says equal justice under law. And I quoted by saying they might as well bring in some masonry people and scrape that off the front of that building, because there is no equal justice under law. There's a two-tier system of justice in this country. There's one for the elites, the political elites, the donor class, the people who are well connected in Washington, D.C., and then there's people like you, I, and your listeners, Chris. There's a different standard for us. They throw us under the jail when we get accused of doing some of the things that Hunter Biden was, and others. He's not the only one.
No, he's not the only one. I mean, Hillary Clinton, you know, Comey said there's evidence she broke the law, but no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute her. I mean, the fix has been in for the Democrat Party. And I actually had this conversation yesterday. I want to get your comment on it. We're talking to Sheriff Clark, retired Milwaukee County Sheriff. and he is the president of Rise Up Wisconsin, Inc. Name of the book is Cop Under Fire. I had Tom McClintock, who I've known for an awful long time. I had him on the Newsmax show, and they had an opportunity to punish Adam Schiff for his weaponizing of the Intelligence Committee. Heretofore, Republicans and Democrats agreed we will not politicize national security or intelligence or any of that stuff because it's in all of our interests. But Adam Schiff threw that out the window. Barack Obama threw that out the window. So Adam Schiff lied for years about Trump-Russia collusion, and it was determined he did lie because of the investigation, the Durham investigation and the special counsel investigation there. When the Republicans said, no, we don't want to fine him, we don't want to punish him, I said to Tom McClintock, aren't you just encouraging the Democrats to continue to run roughshod over this country and your Republican Party by making sure they don't suffer any consequences? He, of course, objected. What do you say?
Well, of course. You know, the Republicans, for some odd reason, and I'm a conservative. You know, there's a difference between a conservative and a Republican, but that's a conversation for another day. Anyway, when they get power, they still think that this is a collegial, we'll all just sit around the table and debate and discuss, and then we'll walk out of here with some sort of consensus. When the Democrats get control of power, they forge it into a weapon, and they go around clubbing their political opponents with it. So you look at the way that the Democrats, when they control the House under Nancy Pelosi and the Senate under Chuck Schumer, it's much the same with the Trump impeachment. They just brought it. They knew they didn't have a case to bring against them, but they did it anyway. And the reason they do that is that's what you're getting at, Chris, is that they know, you know what, we don't have to worry. If the Republicans ever get control of power in these chambers here in the Congress, they're not going to do unto us as we've done unto them. And so they know that they can get away with this crap. Until the Republican Party develops a backbone and lets the Democrats know, okay, now it's our turn. We're going to show you what it feels like. Once the Democrats understand that the same might happen to them, they might. I wouldn't sell the or bet the mortgage on it, but they just might change their way if they know we will bring it to them like they brought it to us.
True. Like any criminal, you got to provide disincentive to any criminal. And when Adam Schiff betrays the country, weaponizes intelligence, which heretofore they have not done, that's not been allowed. When he does that, there has to be a price so he doesn't do it in the future. But as I said to Mr. McClintock, all you've done is assure the Democrats will weaponize government against the Republican Party and against your constituents in the future. That leads me, Sheriff Clark, back to the cocaine. If it is somehow determined, and you and I both agree that it's probably going to be whitewashed, but let's just say for argument's sake, somebody gets a wild hair and determines that traces this cocaine back to the first son, a man who we all know has documented problems with drug abuse, by the way, which he has never been prosecuted for, I must add. Do you think that should impact his sweetheart plea deal he got from the IRS?
Yeah, I do, but it won't. You know, and I don't want to get your listeners' hopes up that anything's going to happen to him no matter what, even if he's the source of this. But this is small potatoes compared to what he was up against. Tens of millions of dollars in unreported income or taxes, so on and so forth. I said at the time, and I said it with Hillary Clinton, and I don't like to be, you know, this downer all the time. But like I said, I understand that there's two tiers of justice in this country. I said Hillary Clinton would never see the inside of a courtroom. I said with the Hunter Biden thing, I was wrong on this aspect. I said he'd never see the inside of the courtroom. He will, but it's the plea to a misdemeanor, for heaven's sake.
Yep.
But the fact is that nothing's going to happen to him. That guy could go out and do something dastardly today, and it wouldn't impact on that sweetheart deal that he got.
Yeah, and that's a shame. And you know what? The biased press would also be out there covering for him every step of the way. Now, when I was booking you for the program, I wanted to pay attention to something that's impacting Texas. Frankly, it's all 50 states because Beijing Biden has turned the American government into illegal alien airlines, shipping illegal aliens to the tune of over 6 million to every state. But the borders are so wide open, drugs are flowing in. There's so many drugs that they're even ending up at the White House in this country. So I want to address the 6.5 million illegal aliens and the millions of known gotaways that we have. And then I want to point you to what's happened in France. The EU inflicted all of these unassimilated folks on France. And now you see what's happening. France is on fire. How long do you think it's till America sees on steroids what we endured with the George Floyd riots, which I know you were condemning every step of the way, when you start to see American cities on fire from these unassimilated folks, these millions of people that Joe Biden and the Democrat Party are letting in across the southern border?
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. When you take into your country, whether you take them in legally or not, these young males in their crime-prone years, this is what was happening, Chris, as you well know and your listeners know, during the age when, after 9/11, you saw these countries that were trying to be nice and they were allowing all these young Arab male refugees into their country, like I said, trying to be nice, and the next thing you know, they end up with a problem. So that's why I said it's just a matter of time. Here, all you're going to need is a catalyst. All you're going to need is that flashpoint where these individuals rise up and they're going to end up doing just like they're doing in France right now.
And then there will be the Democrats supporting their debauchery, their violence, their looting, their burning every step of the way, as they did during the George Floyd riots. Last thing, you probably saw this story, and you and I, you being a former law enforcement officer, now you're in media a lot more. We make our livings, we make our points, utilizing the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, the freedom of speech. A judge has determined that it is likely that the Biden regime violated the First Amendment to the United States Constitution by stealing our rights, suppressing our right of free speech on social media, and went to the extraordinary step of forbidding the entire DOJ, the entire FBI, and certain regime members of the Biden regime from having conversations with social media in an effort to stifle Americans' right of free speech. Your reaction to a government that would do that to its people?
Look, that's a slippery slope. That's more serious than I think people are giving attention to. Whenever government, this is a building block of totalitarian fascism, Chris. Whenever government controls, they need to control three entities for a totalitarian form of government. They need to disarm the people, and they still haven't figured out a way how to totally do that, but they're trying. They need to control the media, and that's what this is. That's that second building block. They need to control the media, and they're doing it with their stifling of dissent in this country. Chris, dissent is healthy in a democracy. The free flow exchange of ideas back and forth, opposing viewpoints, that stuff is healthy in a democracy. It keeps the government at bay. It keeps the government under check. And that's why I said this is more serious than I think people are giving it credit for. You cannot allow government to control, they call it big tech, but it's big tech because it's part of media, right? It's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's these other social platforms. They're deciding, I don't want the government deciding what's true or not. That's for the marketplace of ideas to sort out. I don't care if it's disinformation. I don't trust this government. I think it was either John Adams or Thomas Jefferson that said, government is not to be trusted. I don't care who the administration is. I don't trust government. It's not worth trusting government because they can't be trusted. Look at our deep state. Look at our intel agency that got in bed with big tech as well and pushed these false narratives about the pandemic, pushed these false narratives, these lies, outright lies, about not only the COVID, but, the Hunter Biden laptop. That's the danger when you allow government to get into bed with media or big tech. And I would maintain that the social platforms today are bigger than our traditional media, meaning like the newspapers and local TV and even national TV. More people get their information off social media than reading the New York Times or Washington Post. And that's why this is dangerous. And I'm glad that judge stepped in, and I'm glad he worded it the way he did.
Yep.
He was not ambiguous in his determination But maybe now this thing will get the attention that it deserves.
Without free speech, America ceases to be America, and I firmly believe that. David Clark, retired sheriff in Milwaukee County, the name of the book, Cop Under Fire. It's always a pleasure talking with you. We'll talk again soon.
Chris, it's my pleasure. Be well.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites to go to, my friends. TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. All the news that's fit to print in the great state of Texas that impacts our state and beyond. Also, head to ChrisSalcedo.com. While you're there, you can check out where to find the Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV, on Newsmax TV, and all of our social media hookups. Oddly enough, folks, one of the big areas of growth that we're having in social media, aside from Instagram, Truth Social is blowing the doors off of our growth. But believe it or not, we're getting a spike in left-wing Twitter. I don't know where it's coming from. I think it's because Newsmax has been pushing out a lot of our stuff as of late. But man, we're getting some growing influence on Twitter. So check it out there. At ChrisSalcedo.com. ChrisSalcedo.com. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
You were an entrepreneur before you knew what an entrepreneur was. The boss of every stuffed animal in the toy box. The kid who had strategy and passion from day one. You ran a lemonade stand that actually turned a profit. Every day, Origin helps people like you who've always had the vision to see the full potential of any idea and make it happen. Connecting people to their dreams is our passion. Every great relationship has an Origin story. Start yours today.
Member FDIC.
How do people make their mark in Garland?
They start with an idea.
They take a chance.
They feel the vibe.
They join the dance.
They forge their own path.
They live at their own pace.
In a hometown that's a giant makerspace.
Because Garland is a city of doers.
Of hobbyists.
Of artists.
Of entrepreneurs.
They're all making their mark in Garland, Texas.
Come make yours.
Visit MakeYourMarkGarland.com today.